Good evening.
Okay, we're live and we're listening. And
we are back.
Yeah. Welcome back to Beatcast. And we're back from the advanced screening of Red Riding Hood.
Yay.
Which was directed by the same director who did Twilight.
Catherine Hardwicke.
Hardwick.
There we go.
Hardwick.
Whoever she
Hardwick
is.
Hardwick with an E at the end.
But I gotta say, teen romance, oh my god.
It's a different market.
Yeah. But it contains angsty teen drama, which not normal people will watch.
Normal.
Teen angst is a normal part of life. Don't tell me you've never experienced teen angst.
I have, firsthand, but
not like that one.
But not in an exaggerated note, Billy. Not in an exaggerated note. Okay, I forgot to introduce my co-host Mark, and this is Tim, and Vince is with us, and Billy from Back to Gaming.
I'm everywhere, apparently. Yeah, eventually they're just gonna make a movie, or you know what? Here's the thing, local filmmakers just, okay, go ahead, you can go ahead and rip off Twilight or Red Riding Hood or those, you know, supernatural romance things. Just use a local creature.
Exactly!
Tikbalang!
Okay, that's in our native language, but do not recycle a Hulkbuster Iron Man cosplayer and say he is a monster.
What?
Yeah, that happened.
Where?
In the latest Shake, Rattle, and Roll, I think.
What the
they
hell?
They use the Hulkbuster.
They use the Hulkbuster armor and turn it into a monster. A cosplayer who I see in the ToyCon here.
Okay.
And
I have one bigger question. How come nobody informed me about this? I would have paid money to see that.
Me too. I just laugh it out.
Okay, I think we got rid of our frustrations a bit from the Red Riding Hood movie, but
yeah, I mean, yeah, use a local creature. Maybe
yeah.
Not. I mean, there's no room for a tikbalang. Okay, let's do it the other way.
Mananggal!
But this time, yeah, it has to be reversed. Like, the guy's a normal human, and he falls in love with this mysterious girl who turns out to be a mananggal at night. And, there, instant, yeah.
Thank you for your contribution. Yes, I'm sure they will use that idea. Studio executives will just jump at the idea, and then they'll bite it. Nah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just use whoever's popular right now.
Okay, who's popular, Mark? Come on, you know the trends.
I don't know. I'm not into local movies.
Okay, just first name off the top of my head. Okay, go ahead. Ann Curtis as a manananggal.
Then you have Richard Gutierrez as the dashing young hero who'll do his best to hunt the manananggal.
We just probably need someone normal looking, kind of looks like a stoner or something.
Yeah, but you know, if they want to emulate the Twilight effect, they need a pretty boy. Somebody with sparkly eyes, and then his skin will be bleached so it'll be shiny on screen.
But yeah, the guy's a normal human here, so.
Oh, then the manananggal would be shiny.
I mean, they can't even dirty up their actors in Red Riding Hood. They gotta look pretty, and they just have little cuts, you know, and they still have to retain their looks.
Whatever.
And then when they have the kissing scenes, okay, it's okay. I don't have to dust off any dirt in your face. But okay, going back to the movie, it stars Amanda Seyfried from Mamma Mia. What
Mama
else?
Mamma Mia! And Gary Oldman as Father Solomon.
Yes, you'll know him as Dracula and Commissioner Gordon from The Dark Knight.
And he's the guy. He's...
And basically every other badass character in any that he's in.
You compare this role to that of somebody in The Professional.
Yeah, his character. Okay, just in a nutshell, this isn't really much of a spoiler, is it? But
no, it's not.
Okay, his character in Red Riding and Father Solomon is just pretty much like his character
in
the Leon,
The Professional.
And yeah, it's
a medieval version.
It's one of the good things about the movie.
Yeah, I must say that was the only reason why I actually consented to watching this movie.
And he's wearing purple.
Yeah, how kick-ass is that with silver fingernails?
Now that's a spoiler. No, seriously, silver fingernails are a spoiler.
No, it's the new fashion trend. I was gonna say single silver fingernails, but no.
It's a tongue twister.
It's a tongue twister. No, but both of his hands had silver fingernails, right?
I guess it's only one hand.
But anyway, That, my friend, shows the acting cred of Gary Oldman. Such an awesome actor. But
they have to watch it on March 11th to see it.
I think that guy from Inception was also there, and he played the priest.
He was pretty Lucas.
Yeah, the guy who played Nash, the first architect of Dom Cobb's team.
Lucas, right?
Yeah, he was the priest.
The wimpy priest.
Yeah, I don't know the name of that actor, but he was there.
He was alright.
Yeah. So overall, that movie turned out to be kind of cheesy for me. But I guess it's typical of teen angst. And now that they're focusing on monsters, werewolves, vampires, what you want to call it, and mix it with, I love you.
Bella is going to fuck her way through the entire monster pack.
Exactly. I mean, okay, fine. You add some pretty girl there, then you have some pretty boy, then they make out while there's danger. And they don't care whether their loved ones die. Who cares as long as our love doesn't die?
Yuck. I'd rather see Sucker Punch next week.
Yeah, that's another movie we're actually looking forward to. Zack Snyder's Sucker Punch. Yeah. Which itself has its own fair share of pretty ladies.
A lot of ladies.
I mean, okay, your reactions, Vince, to Red Riding Hood?
Okay, the reason also why I'm interested to watch Red Riding Hood is because of also, like you, it's because of Gary Oldman.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's the only general consensus that we can apply to the rest of the Philippine demographic here.
I think that Gary Oldman is the only redeeming factor.
Yeah.
For the movie.
He's the only redeeming factor for this movie.
And he, among all the cast there, he had the most caliber.
Of course, he had the most star power. I mean, okay, fine. Amanda Seyfried was there, but she's only known to a younger general audience. And for those who watched Mamma Mia.
And Mean Girls.
Yes, and Mean Girls.
Mean Girls, yeah.
I mean, she has the face, okay? It's distinguishable. But I gotta admit, I was kind of peeved by the way they portrayed the grandma, and then they have this mystery. Okay, I'm not gonna spoil the movie, but it's a darker version of the tale of Red Riding Hood. So
she's no longer little.
And instead of just a hood, she has a hood and a cape. And I didn't like how they finished it off. Like, they gave in the credits a montage of what's going to happen, this and that. Okay, I'm just speaking in riddles, but you'll get what I mean if you actually watch this movie. And then, okay, fine. Why don't you just stay after the credits? There's an after credits post scene there.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. I'm so scared.
I'm scared already.
And Mark, we haven't heard from you. What do you think of Red Riding Hood?
I don't know. I'd rather watch this than Twilight.
But it's from the same director.
I mean, it's only one off, and it's tolerable, like you said. Yeah.
Okay, going. Okay, fine. Okay, I think we can bury Red Riding Hood at this point. So, on to other business. Billy, why don't you promote your latest trend with B2G?
Because we haven't really even gotten it fully operational yet. I mean, I still might have to do some edits to it.
Okay.
And even just getting it up on Podomatic has been a pain in the ass.
It is a pain in the ass.
But okay, all I can say is eventually Back to Gaming is gonna have a podcast.
There we go.
And well, I can't really say much about it. Just when it's finally up, go ahead, give it a listen, and you apparently just get an idea of what drunken discussions with friends are like with me.
So there was alcohol involved?
No, but this at least should give you an idea of where it could lead to if alcohol was involved.
Yes. Okay, fine. Guys, please visit www.backtogaming.com. Our brothers have finally launched their podcast. Well, coming soon, so listen to my friends Vince and Billy.
This is just the pilot, by the way.
Yeah.
If this thing goes well, then alright, we're gonna just go on with the main Yeah, we're treating this like a TV series. Yeah. If the pilot does well, then yeah, we'll figure out what we can do to just improve further episodes. But, and, you know, we just did the whole thing last night at a moment's notice.
Okay. But, I mean, okay.
I mean, little did I know that I'd even really be podcasting last night. So.
Yeah, but still, okay. Finally, I get to see a different show, or listen to a different show, rather. So, right. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. You'll probably be hearing a lot of stories from me.
I bet.
That's one of the things I can just probably talk about, that I think a lot of personal anecdotes come from. A lot of the stuff from last night is made up of personal anecdotes from me.
But that's the thing. Given your participation here in this podcast, I'd like to actually hear you in another podcast and how you'd act with different people around you, which would be in B2G. And it's mainly about games.
You'll be... Well, I don't know if this will interest you, but you actually do stray from gaming once in a while. But that's just us.
Then again. No. That's beautiful. Okay. Back to gaming.com. Okay. Watch out for their podcast. Just check out the recordings. Or, well, if it's online, posted online. We'll take a break now. So stay tuned. We'll be back. Okay, we're back and we're exiting Trinoma, and look at SM North. Okay, I'm driving, so you guys better start. Go.
What were we going to talk about?
Well, you know, we were just talking about the Sony Expo, right?
Yeah, the Sony Expo happening on March 11 to 13.
Okay.
I assume it's free entrance.
From Friday to Sunday.
Yeah, it's in Mega Trade Hall.
Because as of this recording, it's already March 8.
Yep.
Okay. So, March 11 to 13 is the Sony Expo. And what can we expect from the Sony Expo?
They have games for the PlayStation 3. There's a Gran Turismo competition.
Well, the last launch we went to, or actually the official launch of Sony PlayStation Philippines.
Last March last year.
Yep. Actually, we can talk about that. What were your feelings about the matter, Billy? You were there with us.
Kratos.
Yeah, okay. Find that cosplayer who played a badass Kratos.
No, I'm just actually... The whole time I was just really laughing inside because it's only a couple of days before I watched the X-Play God of War spoof that they made.
Oh yeah, where he was
a smooth R&B singer. But yeah, I can totally get behind that.
With
Kratos.
With his ladies. Oh yeah, I saw that video. I remember that.
Yeah. And yeah, it's nice to know that Sony is officially supporting the PlayStation brand here in the Philippines.
Yeah, but we don't have any PlayStation Network.
It's all probably a given that we'll be on the North American network anyway.
Eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we are. Our PSN accounts are tied to North America.
Yes, we are. But I think the market here focuses solely on the Region 3 area.
Yeah.
So,
unfortunately,
we need a Region 3 account. I have a Region 3 account.
And it's got more PS1 games, right?
Yes, Japanese and American. Awesome. Okay, Mark, earlier, moving on back to movies, we were talking about Sucker Punch, the next movie we were looking forward to.
Sometime next week, I might not be here.
You will be here. Come on, just because you're going to visit Taekwondo.
Kim.
Actually, we're hinting at Korea, and Mark's going to take a vacation there.
It was a business trip.
It's a business trip.
I'm kidding. I'm pulling your leg. But yeah, okay, fine. A quote-unquote business trip. Because you always say to me, Korea number one.
It's not me. I'm just imitating.
Well, anyway, so you looking forward to it? Your trip?
Yeah, I have to pack up once I get home.
And you will. You will, my friend. You will.
It's 8 days.
Okay, what other updates? Billy, what's the update on Tekken Tag Tournament 2?
Nothing new yet.
Nothing new? Except they're preparing for Capcom, Street Fighter X Tekken. They're preparing for it already. So
probably, we still have yet to receive news on what's the status of the arcade edition for consoles. If it's ever going to be brought over.
Well, they want to launch, well, updating on that, Yoshinori Ono-san wants to focus first on the launch, the North American launch of the 3DS and Super Street Fighter 4 3D edition for that portable console system. And then he'll announce whether or not Super Street Fighter 4 arcade edition will make it into consoles. So we'll just have to wait and see how that turns out.
Yay.
And, Vince, Mark, I know you guys don't really play games, but what games are you looking forward to this year? Duke Nukem Forever?
Duke Nukem, I've seen that.
Yeah, after 14 years, they decided...
He's back.
Yes. Yes.
Cindy and Duo doesn't...
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's another thing. We have a lot of Square Enix games to look forward to, and they happen to fall for the PlayStation Portable category. So Billy and I are looking forward to the second Final Fantasy Dissidia game and Parasite.
Dissidia Final Fantasy, actually.
So they separated it and made it into its own franchise.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dissidia Final Fantasy, I can't pronounce it. You can pronounce it.
Dissidia Duodecim Final Fantasy.
012, right?
Yeah. Well, it's pronounced as Duodecim.
Fine, okay. I think we all got it.
It's sequel and sort of prequel to, it's more of a prequel actually to the original Dissidia.
In what sense?
Because the original Dissidia was the 13th conflict between Cosmos and Chaos.
And this is a prequel.
And this is the 12th conflict.
So explain why
certain characters weren't in the original Dissidia.
So it explains the fallout of the 12th war.
Yes.
And then eventually it leads on to the events of the first game.
Yeah, which are still which will be playable. The storyline from the first Dissidia will be playable in Duodecim. But this time with, well, of course, the new changes and the new system in place.
Right. And then
it's cool because you're technically getting two games in one.
Yeah, and we have a lot of games to look forward to. That one in your list, and then the other one is the third birthday. The third Parasite Eve game, finally making its way to North America. And then, who's voicing Aya Brea in the American version?
And I think you just missed your entrance to UP.
Oh, crap. Anyway, I'll just turn there. But, who's voicing Aya Brea?
Yvonne Strahovski.
Who starred in?
Chuck. And is Miranda Lawson from Mass Effect 2.
Okay, I know you're playing your Tekken there, mute. concentrate.
At least I'm still able to recall all this. And it's on pause.
So, what are her credentials aside from, now playing Aya Brea?
Yeah, she's mainly known as Sarah Walker on Chuck. And, the model for Miranda. And, the model for Miranda from Mass Effect 2.
Right.
That's pretty much it. I haven't really done much research on her. I know she's Australian, though. There.
Thank you for your contribution. Okay. What other movies, Mark, are you looking forward to? Rango.
Rango was... The advanced screening happened today.
Yeah. It stars Johnny Depp and is directed by the Pirates of the Caribbean 2 Dead Man's Chest director, Gore who? I forgot his last name.
He directed the entire original trilogy.
Yes.
Gore Verbinski,
yeah.
Fortunately, it's conflict with Red Riding Hood.
We had to watch Red Riding Hood already, because I don't think I'm going to watch it again.
I'll probably just tell my sister to go watch it.
Why?
I know she'll appreciate it.
I'm sure she will, but why would you actually suggest it to her?
Well, I'm trying to be a good brother here.
Okay, fine.
And I know she likes these kinds of movies, and I can understand that.
Yes. Alright, Vince, what other movies are we looking forward to this year?
Okay,
Hall Pass.
Hall Pass. I'm very much looking forward to Hall Pass since last year.
And that also stars Owen Wilson.
I don't know if it'll ever get picked up here, but I'm looking forward to James Gunn's Super.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Ellen Page, then you have Liv Tyler, you have Kevin Bacon.
What movie?
Super. It's this guy who loses his wife to some big shot crime guy, and then he decides to become a superhero. And Ellen Page.
Like, it's like probably, yeah, the closest thing you can compare it to is Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass, yes.
Okay, right. Interesting.
Or Defender. Woody Harrelson's movie.
Defender.
Yeah.
It was a little older. It's been out for a while already.
Yeah, but
then what else are we looking forward to?
What other movies? Yeah, of course. Updates on the superhero movies. Shane Black is directing Iron Man 3. So, he wrote the screenplay for Lethal Weapon, and he directed his only movie, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which he worked with Iron Man himself, Robert Downey Jr. And they're gonna talk about the screenplay this week. And he explains that it'll be a solo superhero movie, so there will be no more lead-ons to the Avengers, because this movie is coming out, Iron Man 3. It's coming out on May 3, 2013.
And, you know, come to think of it, as much as I liked Iron Man 2, it got kind of bogged down with all those lead-ins and references.
Yeah,
to
it's because of the studio's meddling, Marvel Studios, because they wanted everybody to get a reference of the Avengers. And we all know how that turned out, Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
It could have been better had they left John Favreau alone, but they just said, oh, you gotta put a reference here, you gotta have S.H.I.E.L.D. there. At the end, you gotta have Thor's hammer so it can lead on to Thor this year.
Yeah, it can actually turn right there.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I'm driving, folks, I'm driving. Alright, and thanks a lot. Okay, sorry for the pauses. Thor, it's coming out on April 27th.
2 months from now.
Is it?
Oh, next month.
Wait,
next month.
April 27th here.
Yes.
So it's not May.
May 6th is in the States.
Okay, but we're getting it earlier.
Yes.
Piracy!
Piracy, it's an international release date.
That's the thing. They do earlier international release dates, you know, over concerns of piracy.
Right. Eventually. Look what happened to X-Men Origins.
I mean, and, you know, of course, what else will we get earlier? We're sure to get Captain America earlier.
The first
Avenger.
We're
also going to get Transformers earlier.
Yes, we are. Other blockbusters. X-Men First Class.
If the movie's big enough to warrant it, it'll probably have an earlier release here.
It will. I mean, all of these big-shot Marvel movies will get an early release. Actually, I'm looking forward to Thor even more. They released the French trailer last night.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing.
Parlez-vous le français, Thor?
Yeah. Sacre bleu. But then again, if they got Robert Downey Jr. to help out with the dubbing, he can speak fluent French. After all, he did it in Sherlock Holmes and in Iron Man 2. Oh, another thing. They released the first official image of Silent Hill Revelation 3D.
Looks like real to me.
Yeah, and it's the first Silent Hill movie that's actually based on one of the games in the series. Because the first movie was loosely based on the first game. Sorry, tongue-tied. But Silent Hill Revelation 3D will be based on the story of the third game, Silent Hill 3. And the protagonist of that game was the daughter of the first game's protagonist. Her name is Heather Mason. And I forgot the name of the actress who will be playing her, but she stars in... forgot that movie. I don't know. Check our website, geekmatic.blogspot.com and popculturecrusader.blogspot.com.
You're really hungry.
I am, yeah, and I'm driving.
Just keep going straight.
Thank you. Okay, so what can you expect for Silent Hill, man?
Me?
Yeah. It'll be silent.
I haven't seen.
No, it'll be silent and there'll be hills.
That's not the story of Silent Hill.
They're silent and there's a lot of hills. I want to see some hills.
What hills?
When it's Silent Hill, you'll expect that eerie sound again.
I mean, okay, fine. I enjoyed the first movie, in a way, but it kind of bogged down towards the end of the movie, the ending where all of the townsfolk gathered and they just murdered one of the protagonists, Sybil Bennett, who was actually ported over from the from the games. And then, where do I go, Billy?
Turn left.
Okay, I just had to ask. What other movie news, Mark? You got a lot?
Not right now. But the games?
Have you seen that first official photo of Hugo Weaving as a Red Skull, though?
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
That's pretty badass.
I want that belt buckle. They should sell that belt buckle. I'd buy a dozen of those.
The Hydra belt buckle?
Yeah, because it looks awesome. Hmm.
Okay. Well, continue on, gentlemen. Speak while I'm driving.
And the makeup looks really good.
Yes. I wouldn't be surprised if they actually... I'm sorry. They actually made Halloween costumes for that. There's an actual Red Skull mask they'll be selling just in time for the movie's release. And then all of the other cosplayers out there will be buying it for Halloween.
Or
for cons. Another convention.
Yeah.
Cons.
Yeah.
I'm expecting half... Just a bunch of Red Skulls, a bunch of Captain Americas, and...
The first
couple of Thors and Lokis thrown in.
Tom Hiddleston, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, and Hugo Weaving will be so proud that their merchandise is being bought by fans.
Not to mention that flying shield.
Oh yeah, with the flying discs. Oh come on! Can't they just make a decent plastic Captain America shield for once?
Yeah. It's for the kids.
Kids' toys will be kids' toys.
Speaking of kids,
I can make a better Captain America shield just by going to a panchiteria of Bilao and painting it red, white, and blue with a star in the middle.
So what will you get?
No, seriously, I will make one of those. Just, give me the funds.
Yeah, but what will you make out of it? What are your materials?
I'll just use paint. And just
What kind of paint? Boys in.
just go to an art shop or just go to a national bookstore. Buy some crafts paint. Acrylic will work. And then just be sure to get all the lines even, draw the star perfectly, and you'll be fine. Filipino-made Captain America shield.
Captain Pinoy.
No, there was a spoof there.
What spoof, man?
Barangay Captain Barangay.
Where was that?
As a friend of mine who's into art. Okay. If you heard of JB Cuson, he made an animated Pinoy version of Captain America, and he was called Barangay Captain Barangay, and there was even Thor, and his name was Mighty T.
I remember.
Speaking of spoofs, actually, now that you're on the subject of Marvel and spoofs, did you guys see that spoof of Deadpool and Charlie Sheen?
No.
No, some guy used a drug called Charlie Sheen. And where the hell are we, Billy?
Just keep going.
Right?
Yeah, just keep going. Okay. And then.
Okay. I'm sorry, folks. I'm driving while doing this podcast. It's another crazy episode.
And turn left there.
Where? Here?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Oh, I know this place. It's my friend's neighborhood.
Mighty T.
You should know this place.
Yeah, of course. At least the Katipunan.
The Thor spoof is Mighty T.
Okay, Mighty T.
Yeah, he was hit by a letter T from the city hall, And He has grown muscles and biceps.
but speaking of that Charlie Sheen spoof, they did it because of his antics right now, and he's been fired. He's been fired by Warner from Two and a Half Men, his show, and he's just going on a ranting spree everywhere. He's just attacking all of the producers, all of the people who he says ruined
verbally
his life.
Attacking.
Yeah, verbally. He started with the radio and now he's doing it on TV.
He has, his Twitter.
Yeah.
In less than a week, he had 2 million followers.
Yeah, of course, because they want to see the crazy guy. Not crazy.
Oh,
But I really feel bad for Charlie Sheen. He just spiraled down.
He went down the drain.
Yeah. How about you, Billy? What do you think?
I'm, of course, you know, drugs, alcohol, that kind of shit. Now, I'm just... Because, yeah, I believe in Charlie Sheen as a comedian. Now, what I'd like to see here, you know, just... I want to see him just clean up his act and make a Robert Downey Jr.-style comeback.
Yeah.
As what?
I don't know. Well, we're not saying that, you know, he'd be the next Tony Stark or something, but just do something, you know, just needs to get his life in order.
Yeah, because...
And then do something that'll get him back in the spotlight in a good way.
It's not only affecting him, it's also affecting his father, Martin Sheen, and Emilio Estevez, his brother.
Everyone else who's worked with him.
Yeah. I mean, come on, dude. Just because you hate what's happening with you doesn't mean that...
You gotta take it out on everyone else.
Yeah, and then the other thing is, now that Two and a Half Men has ceased production...
Canceled.
Yeah. The people who worked behind it lost their jobs.
Yeah.
But they're getting a lot of viewers from the syndication.
Yeah, well...
A lot of ratings. Even though it's already canceled.
Left.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Vince, what do you think of the Charlie Sheen situation?
Well, I share Billy's sentiments about Charlie Sheen. Yeah, that if he goes to rehabilitation...
Yeah.
And then he might come out,
you know,
better.
Get his act together.
Yeah, get his act
just
together.
Just like Robert Downey. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Robert Downey just suddenly realized that he was in a world of hurt. And I guess the only way for you to get out of that trance is when you realize that you're in deep shit already.
Yeah, just, you know, the guy hasn't realized he's hit rock bottom already.
Yeah, you just keep on ranting. Well, here we are. We're in Katipunan.
Not quite Katipunan.
Yeah, but I recognize the street already. So we're almost there. Okay, so we'll take another break. Bye.
Hey. Okay. Okay. Bye.
Bye. In McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh. And tell us about the SpongeBob toy here.
It's more of a variety of SpongeBob merchandise, like the blushing light up SpongeBob, the squirting Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
You also get a straw version of SpongeBob and Patrick. You get a speedboat, a pullback speedboat of Patrick. Oh no, SpongeBob, and two glasses of. One is a sandy glass plastic. It's for kids, and the other is SpongeBob.
So this is for this month's Happy Meal.
For
SpongeBob,
March, yeah.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Mm-hmm.
While in Jollibee,
you get Rango. I forgot the one in Wendy's though.
I didn't see the one in Wendy's yet. But tell us about the Rango toys in Jollibee.
I haven't seen it. You're the one who bought one.
Well, it's just Rango, then his arch nemesis, the rattling snake, and then there's a female chameleon. I think it's love interest.
Okay.
I haven't seen the movie, so I can't really say who these characters are.
I only saw the trailer. So basically, that's it.
Yeah.
And the one from Wendy's, I'm not sure which one. Usually, I'm active on checking that out.
Billy here ordered a product which is no longer in the menu.
What?
What'd you order, Billy?
You just have to ask for a monster cookbook and they'll give it to you.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he ordered a monster cook for those who didn't hear, and even if it's not listed, they'll give it to you as long as you specify.
I mean, they only have a regular size Coke float listed, but just ask them about it. They'll most likely still have cups and serve it to you.
There you have it. So I guess that's a wrap. And We'll have more next time. Maybe after we see Sucker Punch or whatever movie comes out. But so far, just check out the latest trends in geekmatic.blogspot.com,
popculturecrusader.blogspot.com,
and nextjam.blogspot.com. And stay tuned for Back to Gaming's podcast on www.backtogaming.com.
Come?
I said C-O-M. Not your green-minded word.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yep. Okay, this is Beatcast signing off.
Bye.